Farm equipment sales are down this year, but there's no reason to panic, according to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Senior Vice President and Ag Sector Lead Charlie O'Brien says there are some bright spots in the latest sales numbers for September.
The biggest decreases we're seeing in the larger equipment, kind of the production tractors, if you will, 100 horsepower and above, they're down 8.6%. Four-wheel drive tractors are down 15%, and combines are down 17%. So those are the areas that we're seeing decreases. Some of the areas where we're seeing, you know, positive signs are with the smaller horsepower tractors under 40 horsepower. They're up 8.7%, and the horsepower at 40 to 100 horsepower, they're up 7%. So the smaller tractors are continuing to move. A lot of them are in the Sundowner farmers. There are a lot of those smaller tractors are going into, plus the dairy sector. Certainly the dairy sector with the price of milk has been doing very well, actually.
O'Brien notes that agriculture is a cyclical business, and prices are down now, but the fundamentals continue to be strong.
We know that we're in the business of feeding and harvesting food, and need equipment to do that. But I think that even though the numbers for this year are down, we're still going to have a very good year. We're probably going to be one of the top 10 years that we've had from an equipment sales perspective. We're coming off years of very good equipment sales, and as a result of that, you know, we do have certain things in the marketplace that have an impact on our sales. One being the good crop year that we're having. So we're having very good crops. As a result of that, our stocks are up, and as a result of that, driving the commodity prices down. So whenever we see the commodity prices going down, we'll see a little bit of an impact on the equipment sales. But the reality is we continue to need the technology that our equipment offers, and we continue to need to be able to continue to increase our productivity.
AEM is also optimistic that the Section 179 deduction and bonus depreciation will be reinstated this year, providing farmers the incentive to purchase new equipment.
Some people are saying it would be retroactive as well. The only thing about being retroactive, you know, it doesn't really help purchasing for the last several months. So it really depends on where we're at the end of the year and what that means. You know, December is always a big equipment buying month as people are trying to manage their taxes.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I am Cindy Zimmerman.